From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. An apparent U.S. drone strike has likely killed Afghan Taliban leader Mullah Akhtar Mansour in a remote area of Pakistan near Afghanistan's border. Ayaz Ghul reporting for VOA from Islamabad.
Well, what we understand from the U.S. officials that there was this drone attack carried out, and that was apparently inside Pakistan. In fact, on the Pakistani side of the border. If it is confirmed, this will be a major blow to the Taliban, because after the death of its founder, Mullah Omar, Mullah Akhtar Mansour is the only active Taliban leader who can hold the movement together.
Statement from the U.S. military says, as leader of the Afghan Taliban, Mansour had been actively involved with planning attacks across Afghanistan, threatening Afghan civilians, as well as security forces and U.S. and allied troops. Leaked flight data is bringing into focus the chaotic final moments of Egypt Air Flight 804. The Airbus A320 with 66 people on board went missing Thursday, and since then, searches of the Mediterranean have turned up aircraft debris, including personal items and damaged seats. Egypt is leading a multi-nation effort to search for the plane's flight data and cockpit voice recorders. Top U.S. commander for the Middle East has made a secret visit to Syria to look at cooperative efforts to overcome Islamic State militants. Army General Joseph Votel, commanding general of the U.S. Central Command, spent 11 hours in Syria on Saturday. This is VOA News. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has urged Middle Eastern states and world powers to use their influence to convince Syria's warring parties to discuss a political transition. Mr. Ban spoke during a visit to Qatar.
We must avoid short-sighted policies and heavy-handed approaches that only exacerbate the problem and give terrorists their best recruitment tools.
UN chief also said a full and immediate cessation of hostilities is needed in Syria and should be accompanied by discussions of what sort of transition of power will follow. President Obama spoke by phone Saturday with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, with both leaders agreeing on what the White House says is the critical importance of improving security in Baghdad's fortified international zone. Conversation came less than a day after protesters defied bullets and tear gas to storm the so-called Green Zone, which houses parliament and an array of government installations. Anti-government protests followed a series of bombings in Baghdad that left more than 100 dead and hundreds more wounded, mostly Shiites from the city's poor neighborhoods. President Obama is en route to Asia for a week-long visit to Vietnam and Japan. It is his 10th trip to the region since taking office. During his time in Japan, the president will stop at Hiroshima, where the world's first atomic bomb was detonated in combat shortly before Japan surrendered to the United States to end World War II. Mr. Obama will be the first U.S. head of state to visit the bomb site. A powerful cyclone weakened Saturday afternoon after crashing into the coastal areas of Bangladesh, flooding towns and villages, triggering landslides and leaving at least 24 people dead. An estimated 500,000 people fled their homes for cyclone shelters following warnings from authorities. Sounds of water rushing through seaside communities as winds also gusted to 90 kilometers per hour, uprooting trees, destroying houses, and disrupting electricity as well as communications. While many experts say that Bangladesh has improved its disaster preparedness in recent years, some coastal residents complained that they were not happy with the cyclone warning this time. And there will be no Triple Crown winner in U.S. horse racing this year. Exaggerator beat Cherry Wine and Kentucky Derby winner Nyquist to take the Preakness Stakes in Baltimore on Saturday. Last race of the Triple Crown is June 11th in Elmont, New York.
That's the latest world news from VOA.